Jerry Bader Show, 935. Some listeners struggle when I do these topics where I don't express an opinion, but I argue both sides. I have not expressed an opinion. I am not saying that the U.S. Olympic Committee should not send athletes to Sochi. I haven't said that. I'm asking you what you think about that. Jason definitively believes that American athletes should not go to Sochi because of the terror threats. We got a couple of really good emails on this. First, what gives us Americans the right to prejudge the Sochi Games? We actually had a bomb go off in the Atlanta Games. I'm not saying we shouldn't be vigilant, but I think you have to give the Russians the benefit of the doubt that the Games will be secure, or else the terrorists will have accomplished what they want. Then there's this one, which I thought was really good. Why is there no outcry that Britain is overstepping its bounds by discussing a possible weakness in security? I seem to recall when Mitt Romney made a comment in London that there were some security concerns he observed. He was excoriated by the media for speaking out of turn and increasing the threat of an attack by pointing out it was vulnerable. We should still send the athletes. We don't back down when under threat. We stiffen our back and charge ahead. If an individual athlete wants to back out, that's their choice. Congratulations to the alternate who's probably praying for the chance to go. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Guy on the road. Guy, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Good.
Two comments. I guess it's the Olympic committee ought to second-guess their decision on having the Winter Olympics in that part of the world. With that said, no matter where you are in the world nowadays, is it safe? The second comment I have is, you know, the Olympic team members are just that. They're a team. So it's logistically, like somebody had mentioned, that how can you justify sending one or two players? You know, either you go as a team or you stand up and say, no, we're not going. And, you know, every single Olympic player stays home. That's my comment.
Guy, thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If you want to get in on this, lines are wide open right now. We can take a few more calls before we move on to something else. As we wait to see if anyone else does want to weigh in, I will tell you what I think. I want to go back to an email that I just read from Ron. I'm not saying we shouldn't be vigilant, but I think you have to give the Russians the benefit of the doubt that the games will be secure, or else the terrorists have accomplished what they want. I agree with that. Now, as I said, it's difficult if you leave it entirely up to the athletes. On the other hand, if an athlete feels unsafe, if an athlete feels that it's not worth the risk, you can't force them to go. My suspicion is if you just say, no, we're going, and that's the way it is, I think you're going to see a very small number of athletes bow out of this. You do have two serious threats here. You have the British saying there's a terror attack very likely from a specific group, and then you have the acknowledgement that there are these so-called Black Widow assassins already having violated the perimeter. I want to read another email on this. So you want to cancel the Olympics? That's the only choice. The problem isn't because it's Russia. The problem is any country that holds an Olympic event has spread out all over and events can't be protected like the Super Bowl can. Do you think the threat will shrink 2 years from now for the Summer Olympics? Terrorism is a threat that won't go away in our lifetime. We either confront it or run from it. My belief is if we run from it, then the threat grows. Jason, it's pretty hard for me to argue with that. It really is. Now, I think this particular region, not all regions are created equal. I get what people are saying, that terrorism is going to be a threat wherever you hold the Olympics. We saw that with homegrown terrorism in Atlanta. The emailer was absolutely right. It can happen anywhere, and it doesn't have to be Islamic terrorism. What happened in Atlanta wasn't Islamic terrorism. It can happen in any country. However, some areas are more vulnerable than others. Some areas are more volatile than others. This region that the Olympic Committee chose is pretty volatile. And while, again, a threat could arise anywhere, I think it's more likely in a region the nature of this one. And I think you do have to question that location. Karen in Green Bay. Karen, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. Great topic.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out that before the Boston Marathon bombings, the Russian government contacted the United States to warn them about the brothers. And they did not really follow up on that, even though the NSA says they are listening to all our conversations and checking Facebook. They missed them. So I don't know who they were watching or checking up on. But the government of Russia reached out to our government and to help us. So I'm just thinking they're going to do everything they can to make this safe for our athletes, because it would be such a black eye to Putin. And he is so egotistical that he wants this to be an amazing event for Russia.
And this, Karen, thanks a lot for the call. This is actually his worst nightmare right now. This is exactly what he didn't want. Here's the thing. Everybody concedes the threat here is very real. And they have this alleged ring that's already been breached by these black widows. I don't think anyone doubts that the threat is real. What everyone is saying is at this point they receive the benefit of the doubt that they can protect athlete and visitor alike from it. I think if you go, you're taking a risk. Therefore, if an individual doesn't want to go, it's their choice. But I think people who are saying, look, they have already won. If you buckle to this, they've already won. That's hard to argue with. Dennis in the Fox Valley. Dennis, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Jerry, good morning.
Morning.
Have any politicians said they're going or not going, or any high-profile people going? And if they're not, what kind of statement are they sending then to the athletes?
You know, and I believe it has already been announced the president is not going. I believe that's the case. I didn't hear that it was specifically related to terror threats, but, you know.
Any senators or
that I don't, congressmen? That I don't know. And I guess the way you would have to ask that, Dennis, is are there those elected officials who have gone in the past who are not going this time around? That's a good question. Make no mistake. These are very legitimate threats. That's why the question is so important. Robert on the road. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, morning. I believe that the Olympics should go on due to Putin's history growing up through the ranks and stuff, and how the Russians themselves, how they had different laws going against criminals, that they will crack down on any threat that they will uncover. And plus, I believe, I'm not 100% certain, but doesn't the other countries have players over there, don't they have their own security details as well?
Yeah, they do to some degree. But you just made a really good point. The rule of law in Russia, particularly when it comes to preemptive action, is very different than it is in the United States. That really is a good point. In terms of if they even remotely suspect someone, even remotely, they are going to move very, very quickly to deal with them. We are moving on to other things. The president already taking executive action in advance of what is being called the unilateral presidency speech tonight. And the numbers behind the numbers in the latest Wisconsin governor's poll. All of that to come. We kick it off in 3 minutes. It's 9:45.
The Jerry Bader Show.